Good to see everybody here today. You know, one of the things that this morning and throughout the week I've been very, very grateful for that God has really pressed on my heart and my mind a lot is the power of God's Word. And, you know, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it's one of my favorite passages. It says that God's Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And many times, that verse, along with, don't worry, I'm not going to come any further. This is what I use to keep our deacons in line. The power of God's Word many times is lost in the interpretation. And what I mean by that is we read over something, just kind of glaze over it, and we don't really comprehend what it's saying. The Word of God is a weapon for us to use to secure victory through Jesus Christ. And we're all going to face battles in this life. But God has given us the victory through Him. And one of the sources of that victory, of that power, is through the power of His Word. It's a sword that cuts to the depths of everything that we may face. So when you read that verse, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, just visualize the sword in the hands of a mighty warrior, and a warrior knows how to use the weapon or the sword by training with it. And understand that when we go into God's Word, there is power. It's a source of victory in Jesus Christ. Let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning, just in the stillness of your own hearts, if you would pray there today, that God would just speak to you in whatever manner that He sees fit, that He would have the freedom, that you would grant Him that freedom to speak to your hearts and to your minds. Almighty, infinite Father, I do praise you and thank you today for the power of your word. Father, there's power in every situation that we face, whether it be difficulty or tragedy or temptation or trial or whatever it is, Father, that we may be going through. I pray that we would turn our ear, bow our minds and our hearts to the truth of your word. What is it that you say, and what would you have us to learn today? God, I pray that the power of that word would permeate our hearts and our minds and everyone here today. Father, I pray that we would turn and look at your truth and understand it and accept it. And Lord, I pray for these services that you would be exalted. God, I thank you so much for a working body. We saw that yesterday as we were knit together in the spirit of unity doing landscaping. I just thank you for the spirit that knits us all together, even in something like that. Such a blessing. I thank you for bringing your people together, your body together. So, Father, we gather here not under the name of the church, certainly not under the name of the pastor, but we gather here under the one powerful, almighty name of Jesus Christ. And we ask that you would be glorified today. We pray that your spirit would have complete control today. We pray that your presence would be felt here today. Father, we love you and we need you. We commit and surrender all things into your almighty and wonderful precious hands. For in the name of our Savior Jesus, we pray this, we ask this for your glory alone. Amen.
Welcome, everybody. We're so excited that you decided to worship here with us this morning. In Psalm 34, David says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And that's what we want to do here this morning. I had been doing a devotion through the season of Lent, the 40 days before Easter, and I had come across this on Palm Sunday, and it said, "Come, let us go up together to the Mount of Olives to meet Christ, who is returning today from Bethany and going of his own accord to that holy and blessed passion to complete the mystery of our salvation. Let us imitate those who have gone out to meet him, not scattering olive branches or garments or palms in his path, but spreading ourselves before him the best we can with humility of soul and upright purpose. So may we welcome the word as he comes. So may God, who cannot be contained within any bounds, be contained within us. And I just thought about our worship. We don't lay palm branches or garments before him this morning, but we do want to lay our words, our voices, our hearts, and our minds before him as we worship. So stand with us. Come, now is the time to worship.
Father, we come before you now. We stand before you and we thank you and praise you for all your answered prayers and your blessings, Lord. We just pray that you continue to be with us here as we hear the word here today, Lord, that we would not leave this place and just forget what we've heard. Just bring it out into the world, into this town with us, Lord. Again, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for these offerings. We pray that you would use these offerings to glorify this town, this state, this country. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. like you, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm living in awe. You don't need me at all. Lord, you couldn't love me more. Oh, oh. I'm living in awe. Every day I fall. Lord, you never let me go.
Beautiful. Before we do this next song, I just want to share this verse with you. If you all please stand again, we'd love to have you worship again with us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. And that's Ephesians 2, 8 through 9.
Your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with a sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So song of your salvation. Turn.